Step into your private luxury premium blocked party episode. The content you can only get by giving us your money. Look at you, you're such a big time.
I mean, we can just talk about gaming.
No, let's not do that.
This is a good intro. This is good. This is very natural.
Oh, this is the intro?
We're shooting the shit.
Oh, okay.
Right at the top. This is good.
Hello,
I mean, this
everyone.
I'm just steamrolling you.
That's fine. What else is new?
Okay, shut up. This is a big bonus episode for us. I had a long day. I had a very long day, but it was a good day. It was a good day too. What, John? Continue. This is a disaster.
You're so bad at setting up the episode. You're like, I don't even know what we're calling this. I don't know what you're
just. Yeah,
you were going to start talking about your day.
It's not BP 100 because that was the actual 100th episode.
Yeah,
this is like BP memories.
Sort of. You're
memories
close.
Of BP.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for donating to the show. Yeah. Welcome to the After Party 13. 100 episodes, 100 memories.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
We're not doing 100 memories, though.
Yeah, we are. So,
what?
No, we're not. Dan looked so
Dan looks terrified.
Dan was like, I'm going to have to put in 100 clips. No. This is like when The Simpsons did a clip show to fulfill
the 138th episode.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So this is like that. We've, in the Discord, we asked you for your favorite memories, your favorite guests. We appreciate everything you said about the show. It was a nice look back for Stefan and myself to go through the thread. For a lot of the guests that got brought up multiple times, I shared that information with them. Some
for
of
the
them
guests
really...
who didn't get brought up at all, we also shared that information with them.
Exactly. We said, hey, listen, we did this whole thing on our Discord. Like 30 people responded. No one said you.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Chris James was pretty upset. But
I chose Chris James. No one
I'm
else.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Chris got brought up a few times. So he's okay. It's all good. But yeah, we let people know. We said, hey, guess what? You're in here. I mean, they knew because they got invited on Blocked Party 100, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But the ones who didn't get invited, we reached out and said, hey, people like your stuff. And so we kind of went through, we sort of chose some of our favorite memories of the show. We chose some of your favorite memories of the show. And we're going to start with, some people kind of say that this is the, this is the moment that launched Blocked Party, because really when we did episode one with Jesse, we didn't have any idea what we were doing.
It's like looking back, it's like fairly similar. It doesn't have a top three, right?
Yeah. It doesn't have a top three. I think we didn't have names
for any of the set. We had Blocktail. I think that was it though. Right.
Yeah. I think that I thought that we were going to do my original idea for the show after we started, like, well, you came up with the idea of doing Blocked Party and kind of having the Blocktail. And then I sort of thought that this was before we came up with any other ideas for segments. We were bandying about, like, okay, what would the rest of the show look like? Because probably if people come on and talk about a block,
God, what is Dan doing right now? Oh my God.
Dan is dabbing. He's got his dab rig.
That's incredible.
Up. He's getting his dab.
He's got like
going.
A Rube Goldberg device.
Yeah. What else is new? Yeah. This is it's an MC Escher dab rig.
That's so cool. Dan is so cool.
I remember when I asked Dan what that was and he was like, you do a dab out of it. And I was like, well, what do you call it? Is it like a bong? He's like, no, it's a rig.
It is a rig. It's definitely a rig.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
You were talking about our first episode when
it's totally fine.
Was.
So yeah. I kind of thought, and I remember we both thought that this was a good idea. We sort of thought, like, okay, whoever the Blocktail is about, we'll do kind of like a sort of like a takedown of them. Like we'll find some like shitty tweets right, of theirs. Yeah. We'll find some like shitty news stories.
We'll do research. Yeah, that went out the window really quick.
Yeah. We were like, oh, this is not, well, I think we realized too that not everyone was going to be researchable.
Yes.
You know, because people come on and they talk about
boyfriends,
like some boyfriends, and sometimes it's like, yeah, people they wouldn't want us to be like, hey, yeah, talk about my ex-boyfriend's like Instagram or something. Yeah. Yeah, so exactly. We sort of realized pretty early on that that wasn't going to work, but I think we didn't really know what the show was going to look like. But by episode 5, you know, we had top 3 was in place, social media updates were a thing, we kind of had everything going, and the moment a lot of people thought was that when they knew, we had multiple people say this was when they knew that they were going to be a fan of the show, was when we had Gavin Matz on episode 5 and we talked about dog condoms.
God.
Let's listen to that right now.
You know what I was thinking of on the way over here?
Check every animal.
You've checked, obviously.
Condoms for dogs.
Condoms for dogs?
Yeah. Just,
that was an idea you had on the way to here?
Yeah.
Condoms for dogs.
Yeah.
Dongdoms.
Yeah.
Dogdoms?
I was thinking, you could give it kind of like a sexy name, like Hound Sheath.
Oh, yeah. That's what dogs want to do, be sexy.
Yeah.
Hound Sheath.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Condoms for dogs. I don't mean, condoms, you know, if anyone... Well,
if anybody, yeah, if anybody wants to go on Dragon's Den, yeah,
condoms for dogs.
I would just love to pitch that to Mark Cuban.
Okay, so you guys know, like, nothing worse than having a male dog and being constantly worried that it's going to be impregnating.
Listen, do you ever wake up, you know, and your bitch is sleeping there, and you're like, is she pregnant? Now you don't got to worry. Dogdoms. Condoms for dogs.
Sponsored by Monsanto. Not just farming seeds.
You're passing around like a little dog with its dick out between the dragons.
Every
or the
dragon
sharks,
gets
depending
to like,
on where
or
you're,
the sharks, yeah, gets to put the
condom on the dog.
Listen, but then you're going to have to deal with the dog's condom. They don't even pick up their own shit.
Yeah, that's what you got to. Once the dog gets limp and the condom just kind of falls off.
Well, no, then you use the condom to pick up the shit.
Both sides of it are bad.
Ugh. Yeah, it's all bad.
Oh, wait, which side are you putting your hand in?
No side. I'm not owning a dog.
You have to.
I'm allergic to dogs.
You have to have dogs.
I'll go with the dogs.
I think I would actually pick the sperm.
No. I would pick the dogs. No, well, it wouldn't be the shit though. You'd pick it up. So you'd take the dog condom
horrible.
Off.
This is the worst thing that's ever been discussed on a podcast.
Right? And then you want
the condom on the female side.
Yeah, and then take from the dog lady.
So then the shit and the
and the dog condom mixed together.
Oh my God. What the hell? Oh, so John, what's happening with your social media?
What's going on, John?
Yeah, John, anything going on online for you?
I saw this crazy thing. You guys wouldn't even believe it. Condoms for dogs. Someone tweeted about it.
What the hell? They took our idea. Which side did they say they'd pick up the shit?
I was going to talk about Christmas carols.
This is the Christmas episode.
Yeah, it's a Christmas episode. Yeah,
what did you see online with Christmas carols?
Well, there's bells on the condoms.
Oh, how everybody's upset about baby, it's cold outside. I saw some guy made a parody of it, of what you'd have to do now. And I was like, what if? I hate him.
I saw someone saying that the song's okay if you look at like the context of it.
So, Stefan, here's what I want to ask you about this. Mm-hmm. Because in the bit... you know, we're doing the riffing. You say the reason it comes up is because you say, hey, guess what? Earlier today, I was thinking about dog condoms, like condoms for dogs.
That's true.
So
I have to assume that's true.
Well, I know that this episode was like 2 years ago almost, but do you remember, like, why were you thinking about condoms for dogs?
Oh man, I think probably I saw a video of some dogs fucking.
And if you had to guess.
I have to assume that's what it was, right? I don't know. I'm guessing if I saw anything, it's the gif of the dog humping the other dog and then puking, which is a very funny gif. It's a video that was turned into a gif, you know what I mean? But
right, yeah, that's usually how gifs work.
So I think what I guess what I was thinking was, I hope that Doug's wearing a condom, you know?
That's what you were thinking when you were watching that GIF.
The thing that gets me, and I don't
know
if this
is... dog wrapped it up.
Yeah, I don't know if this is included in the clip, but we talked about making hats that say dog condoms on them.
And I think that was way later in the show, so we didn't play that clip.
We never followed through with that. But we have a chance, I noticed
going through, like I was going through some of the episodes today to get timestamps for Dan for these clips, and... we have not followed through on a lot of stuff,
but the stuff we follow through on is really good.
I know. So that's probably what we should probably follow through on more stuff.
I don't know. The stuff we follow through on is so insane though, too. Right. Like, true. I feel like following through on something very like ridiculous, like Canada Juice or the Funko Pop challenge, like that counts for missing out on all the other shit we say we're going to do. You know, like we said, we're going to subscribe to Billionaire Monthly Magazine or whatever, the dog condoms, hats. I mean, there's dozens of other things that we said we're going to do and just never did. So
a lot of times too, I know we'll reference stuff on the show and I'll be like, yeah, we'll share the picture on Twitter or Instagram. Like we're talking about pictures.
Happen.
I don't fuck it. That doesn't
happen.
That
never happens. It's very funny whenever you say that on the show and I'm just like, what are you talking about? Never done that.
Well, it's like, I think it's like best laid plans, you know, I feel like,
you're laying the plans out on the episode where people can hear you laying them out and then they'll know that you didn't do it.
Yeah. So thankfully our listeners tend to not care that they're just as lazy and chilled out
as we are. So it's great.
They're like, I don't even remember you talking about that. But yeah, I think that the plan was that we were going to do like dad hats, kind of like the one you have that says going outside on it, where it just said like dog condoms in like lowercase.
I mean, we could come back to that font. let's circle back on that.
I mean, I know like one thing that I noticed in the thread is like a lot of people started listening to the show like not that long ago. Like some of these clips are going to be brand new for them.
Yep.
So you know, this is a chance we could bring it back.
You know what, let's fucking do it. Let's fucking, now I'm saying we're going to do it again. God damn it.
But that, I mean,
I legitimately though, let's do it. Let's, for condoms. Real. Let's do the dog condoms, dad hats.
One thing I will say is that, past guest Graham Clark did a 24-hour stand-up comedy set.
Yes.
And, what you do, like, so there's been comedians in the past who have done this, and what they do is they get local comedians to come through and they'll have usually like 7 or 8 people at a time writing jokes for the person performing. So Graham had just like a giant salad bowl beside him on stage, and whenever you would come up with a joke, you would throw it in the bowl and then Graham would read it. And I did that shortly after we had come up with the dog condoms bit, and it became like a recurring bit that Graham did during his 24-hour comedy stream.
It hits. I think people connect to it, you know, because
people do connect to it.
Have used condoms before and they've seen dogs. And so it's two things. They're like, I know those two things. I would wear that on a hat. So yeah, I think it's time.
We'll do it.
I think it's going to happen. Maybe we can get some people to mock it up for us, you know, but I also think it could be just as simple as what color? I'm thinking like a tan hat, maybe like a beige hat.
Tan's good.
Kind of like a
white writing.
Yeah, like dog color. You know what I mean? It's like colored like a dog.
Smart.
And then it
like
just
a golden
says dog
retriever.
Condoms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that. All right. Yeah, that's the classic dog. When you think of a dog, it's the golden retriever. And I mean, they don't wear condoms. Funnily enough, they're definitely not the type to wear condoms.
But a lot of people don't know this, Stefan, but they raw dog. And that's where the term came from, and a lot of people don't know that. It's golden retrievers.
It feels better on their penises.
Yeah, they refuse to wear dog condoms. Yeah. They're like, I'm fucking raw dogging it.
Yeah.
This next clip, this one I was glad because this is Danny is a very long time listener of the show, and you know, they suggested that one of the most underrated episodes of the show is actually our very first bonus episode. And I agree, actually. This is when you and I took our good friend Kevin Banner to the movies to watch the new cartoon version of The Grinch.
Man, that movie was so bad.
It was not good. But we had a really great riff on the Grinch's penis.
That's right. That's right.
Because, you know, I mean, that's how we roll.
Of course,
right?
You
know, obviously, I think we all knew going into this, we're like, well, we're definitely going to riff about the Grinch's dick.
Of course, 100%.
Yeah, so we'll listen to that right now. Anyway, we saw The Grinch. And, okay, so I think we just got to jump into this right away because... 2 minutes into the movie or so, it shows the Grinch waking up in the morning.
Yes.
And the Grinch is getting out of bed and he's wearing underwear.
Mm.
And so you guys know what that means.
He has a penis.
He has a dick.
Yeah. He clearly has it because he puts pants on later too. And the pants are just like fur.
The pants are just his own.
There's
fur,
a lot
apparently.
Of questions. Yeah.
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 So, I mean, I think that begs the question: what does the Grinch's dick look like?
Uncut, 100%.
It's uncut. It's obviously it's furry.
Yeah.
But it just looks like two or three. Let's say 2.5 cans of tuna just stacked up. Like it's
oh,
girth.
He's thick?
Girth.
Okay.
Not that long though. Like only, 2.5 cans of tuna, but just bam.
Just girthy.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking girthy it was like, hairy. Yeah, I was thinking like comically thin, like a nerd's rope.
And bumpy like that too.
Yes. Yeah. And then like, it's got the hair at the end, like his fingers, like you were saying.
I was saying like, cause you know how they, in every Grinch movie, they've done a close up of his finger.
Yeah.
Ringing the doorbell.
Or we think it's his finger.
Well, that's a great gag from Freaks and Geeks. The sex ed episode when they're trying to figure out, Sam's trying to figure out that joke for the whole episode.
Oh yeah.
It's like, how do you think I rang the doorbell?
Yeah.
And so
Grinch cock. What is the Seussian word though that he would use to describe his dick? Because he's not going to say, if the Grinch pulls a lady back up to Mount Crampit or whatever, he's not going to be like, oh yeah, suck my dick. He's going to be like, he's going to be like, Schmung tangle my boy flints or whatever. It's boy flints.
Boy flints. I figured it would. Jesus. To the lady of the night, the Grinch made a ring and he showed her his very long wing-a-ding-ding.
That's the thing. I think the narrator maybe would say that because the Grinch, I think, would maybe just say, suck my dick.
Right.
Yeah.
Or here's my Grinch.
Oh, the Grinch would for sure say, suck my dick.
Yeah.
Or hog.
Is he a hog? But not this Grinch though, right? Not this Grinch. Because this Grinch is like,
he's way too nice.
This Grinch has like a self-care app on his phone.
The Grinch definitely has calm.com on his phone. One thing that doesn't get brought up in that clip, which I just also want to say, if you've never listened to the episode, one of the best things that happened there was that the three of us went to see the Grinch, and I believe it was, pardon me, like well after it had come out. It was still before Christmas, but it was like way after it came out. And I think we went to see it on like a Wednesday night at like 8 p.m. or something. So there was no one there. And the three of us were all sitting in a row together. And then like one other guy came in and sat directly behind us.
Yeah.
And it was like really weird. You're like, it's you had the strange. Whole rest of the theater. Dan, did you come?
I sure did.
Okay. Yeah, Dan was so there it was too. Four of us. Okay.
We made Dan sit a few rows in front of us.
Yeah. That's why I forgot. We made Dan sit in the front. Dan had to sit in the front row of the empty theater. We were like, oh, you got a crane. This was before we respected Dan. Now Dan's like an integral part of the show. And a lot of people, they know all about producer Dan to the point where he was used in a Jackbox tonight. They talked about his whole dick and balls and stuff.
Wow.
Very weird. But yeah, so Dan's in now, but at that time we were still very much like, Dan had to learn he was like an intern basically. I mean, we paid him. I want you to be clear. We have paid Dan since
he was
the beginning
paid
of the show.
We paid him less.
Oh, yeah. We definitely paid
and
him
less. And I argued against paying him at all. So,
you did.
John won out. So,
yeah. If you had your way, Dan would still be working for free.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great deal for us. Yeah.
We really should have. I mean, in some ways, Dan should be paying us part of the money that YKS pays him. You know what I mean? It's like we got him that job, basically.
Well, yeah, we should get some sort of like finder's fee.
Yeah, a little kickback, I believe they call it.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
We'll discuss this after.
We'll discuss this off air. This is not, we don't need to bring the business onto the show.
Absolutely not. No.
Because not everything that, and especially like, we say a lot of things on the show, but we don't always mean them. But I think this next clip is one time where a guest came on the show and really meant a thing that they said, where you could just, it's something like, we're comedians, we're bullshitting. A lot of our guests are comedians, but this was a time where we had a guest on the show where you thought to yourself, you know what? He 100% means what he's saying here. This is 100% it. And this was episode 9, Chris James talking about, Subway ad man, former Subway ad man, Jared Fogle.
I stopped eating Subway after the Jared put stuff, but
after they fired him?
I stand with Jared. It's just awful. Okay, I'm gonna say that I don't even want to, like, because this is a podcast going out to a bunch of people. I don't want that even floating around. I condemn Jared Fogle. I disagree. I disagree. No, no, stronger than disagree. No, I'm fine. No,
he's so a- if it was like a consumer survey where it was like 1 to 5, strongly agree and strongly disagree, Chris is a 4.
Okay, guys, come on, this is not a funny thing to joke about. It's grimy.
Committed. Tell that to the tears that are running down my face right now.
Okay. I'm glad to know that no matter what I say in the rest of the episode, this is all anyone's going to remember from.
That's right. And we're remembering it 2 years later, Chris.
Discords where they're going to be like discussing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll, yeah, go, we'll so. Go away from our, because usually it's like episode 8 number so-and-so versus so-and-so. Yours will just be Chris James disagrees with Jared. John, my glasses are fogged up.
John's laughing so hard his glasses fogged up.
That's the, I think that is the hardest we've laughed on the show. It's
well, it's close.
It's,
yeah,
it's,
there's a few moments. I mean, we're going to hear a lot of the moments we laugh the hardest.
We are. I feel like it's between Chris James and Chris Locke for maybe the hardest we've laughed, though. It, I mean, there's,
I mean,
there,
Chris
right,
Locke,
there's
a, just a week ago, I mean, he, I mean, really got it.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
He,
yeah,
really got us going. So.
Good Lord. Yeah.
Yeah. Very funny guy.
Well, I'll walk back. Chris does condemn Jared. He does not stand with Jared. I just want to make that clear.
And it's, you know what? Listen to that clip. Tough to say. The next clip. No, I'm just joking, because obviously he does condemn Jared, and I condemn the fact that this clip is even being included on the show.
But you knew it had to be, though. I mean, it, yeah, had to be. It would not,
you know,
be,
it's funny,
it would not be a greatest hits without it.
True. It is funny, though, talking about dog condoms and how we never followed through on that. We sure did follow through on this one. I don't know why, of all the things we could have followed through on, this is the one we really followed through on. But this is from episode 18. Our guest was Ed Zitron, and the top three was Ed had gotten a little bit tipsy on a margarita before we recorded the episode, and he had raided the, he had raided his cupboard. I think it was the night before, and he had, mm-hmm, raided his pantry, and he was asking what three snacks we would reach for when we were drunk on margaritas. And well, you can just hear it.
So you're kind of living this right now, Ed. So what would your, yeah, we can go around in a circle here. We'll start with your, what's your number three?
Number three would be corn nuts.
Okay.
Corn nuts.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
I haven't had those for a while.
Hmm. That's interesting.
They're still around. Remember when they, yeah, had the really extreme ad campaigns in like Mad Magazine and stuff?
Oh yeah.
And it was like, like corn up your ass or whatever. And it,
yeah,
was like,
yeah,
corn, it was a like corn, yeah, with like gang tattoos.
They're like, are you a little fucking bitch?
Yeah.
Do you like regular peanuts? Peanuts?
Peanuts? Oh man. It's just over. It's over for you. Oh. It's over. It's done. It's done.
God,
it's over.
God damn it!
It's over.
I think I actually broke the mic slamming on the table because I know it's over.
You heard that. Peanuts. Peanuts.
Fuck.
Oh,
God,
my
damn
God.
It.
Ed, I'm so glad you're here to witness this.
Oh, fuck my.
The end of the podcast.
Yeah,
oh,
this is the last one.
Jesus Christ. So, anyway.
I love it. It's better. It gets better with age, you know? It's a classic. I mean, and are you worried that it's going to lead to a resurgence in people saying peanut to you? Like how they won't read like a mass shooter's manifesto on CNN because they don't want people to, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is the same sort,
yeah,
of thing. Like,
That's what I was thinking.
Don't say the shooter's name. Don't say peanut on the podcast. Otherwise, people are going to start saying
sometimes that's the, you know, sometimes you and I, it's like we're sharing a brain. That's exactly what, yeah, I thought. I was like, oh, it's kind of,
yeah,
like when they don't read a mass shooter's manifesto on CNN.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we finish each other's sentences all the time, you know? Like, you know, say something now.
Yeah,
say
exactly.
Something.
So, like, this is a time when
We're listening to
exactly
clips of the show.
Totally nailed it. So that's what I was going to say. Yeah. So yeah, and I don't know. I will say we sold a shirt. We sold a Mr. Peanut shirt like just 2 days ago. So people are still, the one thing I will say that came out of this that was good was the story that we got from Duncan, who had, you know, about how he, about their child potentially being allergic to peanuts and how he shouldn't wear a shirt with a peanut on it.
I think the next step is maybe to do what they did with the real Mr. Peanut, which is we kill Mr. Peanut and then we have to come back with baby peanut and then teenage peanut. Teen nut, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. We could do that. I think people are ready for that. I mean, this is
episode
18.
Baby
this
peanut,
is like,
I think.
This is like 80 episodes ago.
Yeah.
So I think people are ready for it.
We're due. We're due for a change.
We are due. This next clip, this was a funny one because someone brought this up and I had totally forgot about it. And I listened back to it today and I do think this is the best listener block we've ever had.
Really? Like pretty early on too.
From pretty early on. This is from episode 29 with Kath Barbadoro, and the listener block came in from TD, and they had essentially played a little Twitter prank on Travis Tritt.
That's right.
Which is interesting because we just had Jamel Hill on who talked about being blocked by Travis Tritt. And this listener block, I mean, it's truly wonderful. I mean, it's really, really good. And this is one where, like, if you started listening to the show later and you missed this moment, I mean, you can tell even just the way the three of us genuinely are like laughing very hard at this block. So we'll take a listen to that right now. This is a way I've never heard of for getting blocked, and it is very good. So this comes in from TD, and he's blocked by country singer Travis Tritt. So Travis Tritt, famed country music singer, blocked me because he figured out that I was pretending to attend all of his concerts on Twitter. I know.
This is so funny.
It's
right
so
there.
Good, right? He's like, I that noticed rules. That he loved to RT people who tweeted photos and or positive messages about his shows after he finished them. So I looked up his schedule and I would tweet things out like Trav killed tonight in Dallas, Texas, with a picture I would steal from someone else who was at the show and I would tweet it.
This
it
is
at
the
him.
Stupidest email we've ever. I love it.
Isn't
this is so good.
This is amazing.
I did this
is so good.
I did this for about a year and almost every single time he would RT me. I can't remember how he figured out I was lying. I think it was because I mixed up the cities he was in, but he sent me the following tweet. Sorry, brother, but you overplayed your hand. The jig is up.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Isn't that so good?
That's so good.
He ended up...
I bet Travis Tritt felt so cool when he hit that
so cool.
Button.
He figured it out.
You overplayed your hand,
I fucking
brother.
Knew it.
Yeah. I knew this for a year. You weren't in Albuquerque. And then this is where it gets even better. This is a very Nick Jackson-like... move. He ended up blocking not only me but literally every single person who had ever liked a tweet I sent him or RT'd it or replied to one he was tagged in. For about 6 months after he blocked me, I would have people tell me that they found out he blocked them as well and their only interaction with him was through my stupid joke. I love the pod TD.
Oh my God.
Isn't that great?
This is my favorite listener block for sure.
It's so good.
This is the bar to queer.
Cause it's like, it's great too. Cause it's so wholesome. Like it's not like it's not really that mean.
No.
It's not, you're not being like, hey, you're a piece of shit.
You're making him seem more popular than he is. Like it's nice. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, great. Also, have you noticed, do you follow Jamel on Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So like, I find it very funny that Jamel came on our show, our very dumb show. And like the last like 2 weeks since she's been on the show or 3 weeks, it's like, oh, and here I am doing an interview with Snoop Dogg. And now I'm doing an interview with Kerry Washington. And today this is an excerpt from my interview with Michelle Obama. And I'm like...
Okay. I mean, it's we're like up she, there, I guess, you know?
We're up the there. Same we're level, we're so. A-listers, I think, is yeah, what, is I guess what so. We're saying.
Damn.
I mean, it just was like, I mean, it was obviously unbelievable to me that she did our show in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But then even seeing it more, like just seeing the content she's put out in the last few weeks, I'm like, no, it is so fucked that she did our
it's
show.
It's insane. Yeah, it's incredible. God, I think my favorite listener blocks still are the ones, I don't know like specific ones, but it's the ones where it's like, I told Cuba Gooding Jr. to suck my dick. And then it's just a screen grab of a tweet at Cuba Gooding Jr. Suck my dick. And then it's like, okay, yeah, I mean, you delivered.
Yeah, that's a good one. We also had that one of the guy who like, invented that news story or whatever. Remember that fake news story?
Fuck. Yeah, about the, was it about like geese or something? Yeah, it was like crazy?
A mongoose or something like that in Saskatchewan or something. He was like, he owned a bar and someone who worked at the bar, he was like the manager of a bar, I think. Yeah. And then someone who worked at the bar was really dumb and he like fooled them with like a news story about something.
Yeah,
that was
that's
a good
another
one
good
too.
One. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. I mean, you got our listeners are, they've got some good blocks for sure.
I will also say shout out, maybe you listen to this, maybe you're a donor of the show. There are several people who have sent listener blocks that we can't read on the show. So like, congratulations that you, on this show, of all the things we talk about, you have found the things.
Yeah.
It's insane. anyway, speaking of things that I hate on the show, this is a bit of a longer clip. This is from episode 40 with Sophia Johnson. And Stefan, I mean, this is, do you want to set this one up? Because this is kind of your shit.
This is the first time that I ever, I mean, this is your introduction as well, John, to peep this out. Like, I don't think I played him for you before the show. I think I sprung him on you while we were recording. I think, Dan, you were familiar with him through Go Off King stuff, possibly. Yeah. So like, he was a known quantity for some of our listeners. John, you didn't know who he was.
The clip, I had no idea.
The clip we listened to and watched, I guess, is, to me, I think
it's the best peep this out.
I think it's the best one. It's close. For me, it's between this one and the one where he is trying to talk to spirits on a bridge.
Yeah, that one's really good too.
The spirits this one on a bridge like, one, I think, you know what? I got to put the spirits on a bridge one just slightly higher.
I
because
don't know,
of
man
it's really
I
close.
I re-listened this clip today and like when he is begging for his 50 cents back.
I know times are tough, you know.
Oh my god, it is nuts. Anyway, we'll play it and and you guys can decide. Do we have to watch the whole thing?
Well, let's watch the beginning.
All right.
So
shit, I didn't come here for this.
This is
Billy Sixman. I'm going to take this call.
Yeah, exactly. This,
so we all know Joey's World Tour. Do you know who Joey's World Tour is?
We don't need to know it.
Well, Joey's World Tour. I mean, I should explain it, right?
You can explain it, but we're not watching it.
He's like the kingpin of like YouTube fast food reviews, basically.
I bet my roommate would know. She watches a lot of the YouTube.
Okay, yeah. So he reviews fast food in his car.
Okay.
I think maybe
or his house.
Well, the ones in his house, he's doing like a food challenge.
True.
So he's eating like raw chorizo sausage. No, we're not. I don't want to watch these. Dan's bringing up. Okay.
Okay, but even the pictures are not good, Dan.
God. Yeah, so anyway, this is not Joey from Joey's World Tour. Okay. This is someone who maybe aspires to be on Joey's level. So that should tell you something right off the bat.
Well, if that's your idol, if that's who you're trying to be, that's not great.
This is a guy called Peep This Out.
That's a dumb name.
You're going to love this.
All right.
He's just like a total psycho, basically.
Okay.
I'll set this video up. He goes to Jack in the Box at like 1 in the morning.
Okay.
He films his entire
on January 16th, 2016.
Yeah, he films his entire drive-through transaction. I want to thank John Hendren for finding this video, by the way. John Hendren has watched all of Peep This Out's videos and all of his live streams.
Of course he has.
So thank you, John. And there's a pricing dispute, which he for some reason included in the video. Like he edits his videos pretty heavily, but he included his like argument with the manager over the price of the sandwich.
Well, yeah, you got to let people know.
So we can just watch that. I mean, it's totally insane. And okay. I'm like completely obsessed with this guy now. And
all right. Peep
we're
going
to be listening
out
to more of him in the future, I think. So here
I
we go.
I hope not.
This is
from
Peep
the sounds
This Out
of things. Okay. I can't see you, Stefan. Can you move a little
bit? All right. Little late night surveillance cam action. Let's get it. Yeah, Peep This Out. Let me go with the Chipotle Chicken Club combo with no tomato, please.
So what did you notice there?
Well, he said peep this out into the drive-through box. I already don't like that.
So that's how he, like, all of his videos where he's, like, ordering from the drive-through, he'll be like, peep this out. Can I get a large, like, it's seriously every single video like that.
All right.
Yeah, let's keep this going.
Regular size or Coke? Let's go with regular today. Regular? What would be your drink? Go with Diet Coke.
I hate his face. Yeah. I really hate his face.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, no, the combo says it's $5.29, but it's $5.79 on the screen.
He changed from black and white to color for this argument.
Yeah. Why is he so funny?
But the combo is $5.79 on the screen, but it's advertised at $5.29. Yeah, it's right here on the tote.
Man, times are tough. 50 cents is 50 cents, right?
Oh, no, it's all good. It's all good. Okay. It's late. Was it? It was actually priced incorrectly. The $5.29.
He's at the window now. Just like the poor woman who's working there.
Yeah. So it's 50 cents. I know, but even still, but that's the price that you guys are.
Oh, sorry.
No. Is there any way I can have him alter that there? Because I mean, I'm kind of being gypped 50 cents.
Gypped.
Yeah. good work, you guys.
Yeah, it's just $5.29. That's it. It's 50 cents, but you know. All right. Have a good night. Appreciate it. Thanks for honoring me. Take care. Have a good one.
I really hate this.
He hasn't even started reviewing the food yet. Program.
Late night Chipotle action at Jack in the Box. Let's peep this out.
It gets so much better.
Okay, already? That was a lot funnier than I was expecting.
Oh, my God.
And we're back, guys. After a little surveillance cam footage action a la Happy Man Snacks. Happy, I appreciate you licensing that technology.
Thank you to Happy Man Snacks. And we all know who that guy is.
Time to switch on over to the cheaters cam, baby. You know how we do. The record button is active. Everything is live. Let's get it going. It's your boy Ian K over here at Jack in the Box for Peep This Out, taking a look at the latest and greatest they've got going on for the new year. And it is in the form of the Chipotle Chicken Club. How bomb sexy for your face is this going to be right now? We are definitely going to take a look, guys. Obviously, for $5.29.
Pause it for a sec.
Aside from what I was going to be.
So what did he say there, John?
He keeps saying peep this out.
No, but did you catch when he said how bomb sexy for your face is this gonna be?
I honestly was completely tuned out.
I got a picture of you, the look on your face.
Okay, well, that's...
He was thinking about something else.
He says bomb sexy like 50 more times. Let's keep going for like 30 more seconds.
Here's what I was thinking of, Sophia, doing literally anything else. Dude, that's what I was thinking about.
I am obsessed with this guy.
Okay, can I speak?
Yes, absolutely.
No, of course you can speak.
So when you were like, we're going to watch this video of this YouTube thing, I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't really like YouTube video. I don't want to, like, I bet it's going to be boring. I just, what's the deal with this? We're supposed to be having a chat about me, you know? Like, I'm not ready for that. But that delivered for me.
It's incredible.
Like,
yeah.
Is he, like, I laughed pretty hard, pretty genuine, almost as much as John's zip pant. Like,
yeah. Okay, now it's starting to get personal.
The fact that he was, like, arguing that hard at 50s, and he's for real, right? Like,
that was 100% for real.
It's all sincere. Like, there's no irony.
Ricky Gervais could play him in a TV show. Yes. Like, that was... That murdered. That murdered. Like,
here's the
like,
thing.
That's why it's so funny, because he's a real person.
He doesn't know that that's funny.
Exactly. Yeah.
Here's the thing for me. If you're going to be like that and you're going to be that guy, be an asshole. I don't like.
He's so fake.
No. He's like trying to be fake nice. Like, I know. Like 50 cents is 50 cents. Like, but you know. But like, I'm sorry. Like, he's trying to do this. Like, I know I'm being an asshole, but also give me the 50 cents. And I'm like a nice guy. Like, hey, that's I really appreciate funny. You giving me that 50 cents. Like, that's really cool. I hate that. Be a dick.
He's very smarmy.
Be like, hey, listen, fuck you. The sign says $5.29. Give me my 50 cents.
That's
I'm fucking
not as
poor.
Funny. That's not as funny. This guy, I love it.
Okay. Now. I mean, that was
I think
a long
it is
clip.
That one, actually. I think it is that one.
It really, I mean, it really is, right? Like, it's just...
I think it is. It's just so... Like, that is just peep this out to a T. The ghost thing is very funny because of the concept of a fast food review guy also kind of crossing over and doing a ghost thing when he's like... also still like reviewing food too. Like, he reviews food in that live stream as well, but then he's like talking to spirits and he's like, man, I don't know. It's a real toss up, because when in the ghost one, there's a point where he's talking to the spirits and he's like, I don't mean you any harm. No one in the chat means you any harm. And it's like, presumably this ghost is from like pioneer times. They're not going to know what the fuck a chat is, Peep. You don't have to tell them that. So yeah. I don't know. It's close. I'm gonna
They're tied for first. Okay, that's fair. The hard thing with the bridge one for me is like I just don't think that he actually believes it either. Like he just is
but
doing
he also,
it because
he doesn't like fast food either.
No, I know, but that's what I mean is like it kind of sucks because he's like, yeah, he's like pretending to believe in spirits because he thinks it'll be good content.
I think he believes in spirits more than he enjoys fast food. We've discussed this before, like the differences between Joey and Peep This Out. Like Joey is like a horrible monster, obviously, but he loves fast food and you can tell for multiple reasons.
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
Peep This Out is just doing this because he thinks this is how he's going to become famous.
Yeah, no,
and it's very cynical and weird, like even more cynical than a guy reviewing fast food unironically. And I think the ghost thing is that's his like true self slipping out because he was fucking terrified, and I don't think he's a good enough actor to act that scared. You know, he was scared of ghosts on a bridge. That was the real Peep This Out.
I'm scared of the ghost of this next clip, because it is a ghost now because you have since walked back this take, but this is something that you were famous from, famous for quite some time. And it came very shortly after Peep This Out. So I almost have to wonder if Peep This Out sort of got into your brain here, but this is, from episode 42, our guest was Andrea Jin. And, this is, your very famous bad pizza take. Top five pizza topping is just crazy because you're counting like all the meats in there.
Number one is obviously the classic cheese.
Yeah.
Is that a topping though?
I think it's a topping.
That's a given.
But a pizza without cheese. Okay. Cheese is a topping, I think.
A pizza without a crust.
But a crust isn't a topping.
Yeah, the crust is a base.
So for me, the top two toppings are, you've got...
Is cheese a base, though? I think you could argue cheese is a base.
No, because...
There are pizzas without cheese.
Because it goes above the toppings sometimes.
Yeah, I think you could argue that cheese is not
And you've
a
got
base.
The pizzas where it's like a little round slice of cheese, you know, right? Like that.
Like what's that called? Fiordalatte.
Oh. Is that what it's called?
Usually. I don't
like
think
a margarita
so.
Pizza. Oh.
Yeah, usually that's the type of cheese that they
right.
use.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like the little
that's definitely a topping because
yeah.
it's
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I understand saying it's like a base when it's like the entire thing, right? But I'm gonna say so. My number one topping is cheese.
Okay.
Number two is the pizza sauce.
Okay, sauce has got to be part of the base.
Yeah, that's
I don't
the
think so.
What pizza are you eating with no sauce,
the
dog?
The crust is the base. Everything
this
else is topping.
Sauce, no, dog.
Everything else
oh
is topping.
Oh my God, what? Okay, what pizza have you eaten with no sauce? Name a fucking pizza in your life you've eaten with no sauce.
I will actually, because one time when I was a kid, when online pizza ordering first started out, my mom accidentally ordered a Domino's pizza with no sauce.
Okay, but that
and
is
no
not
cheese.
The pizza isn't made like that.
That's a mistake.
It was
that's
though.
A mistake.
But
though.
they made it like that. That's, so there you go. I
no,
answer your question.
I mean, oh my God.
Mm, so number one topping is cheese. Number two is pizza sauce.
Okay, but this is actually
making... Number three is probably sun-dried tomato.
Oh my
that's
God.
So horrible.
The fact that you're including both cheese and sauce in your top five makes sun-dried tomatoes as a top five
it's
even crazier.
Sad.
No, number three is mushroom.
Oh my God. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Number three is mushroom.
No.
Number four is sausage.
Okay, I feel like you had a bad childhood.
Yeah,
no,
me too.
I had a great childhood.
I ordered a pizza without sauce.
That was a one-time thing. It did.
Then.
It shook me to my core.
Jesus
So number
Christ.
Number one, we're going through this here. Number one is cheese. Number two is sauce. Number three, mushroom. Number four, sausage. Number five, sun-dried tomato.
I mean, that's just horrific, dude.
I think that's a...
That is a brutal list of
no,
top five
I think that's a great...
It's
that's,
awful.
No.
Especially that you're counting cheese and sauce.
Okay, so you guys are going to have your top five, and there's no cheese and sauce in there. And who's the insane one, huh?
Well, sauce
given.
Is just a given, dude.
No, it's not.
Cheese, maybe
yes,
I can...
Is.
Cheese, I can maybe agree, is a topping. But sauce, you're fucking nuts, dude.
So where,
you're nuts.
Where does the sauce go on the crust? Does it go underneath it?
No.
Where does it go? Where does it go?
It goes like in it almost.
Okay. No, that's okay. Where does the sauce go?
Yeah, but that doesn't make it.
It goes on,
yeah, on top. But,
oh.
that but that doesn't make it a top.
Okay. Can you take it off once it's on?
You can scrape it off with a knife.
Oh my. Are you? Oh my
no.
God.
No.
That's a great point, Andrea. You can't
scrape
take it off once it's on. That's
you
part
can easily.
Of the
no, you can scrape
no,
it
you
off
can
with a knife.
Easily
you're okay.
Take
so you're going to peel all the cheese and all the toppings off.
No, that's psycho shit. I would never do that.
Well, then what are you fucking talking about?
I feel like toppings, you should be able to take off.
You can take off the sauce.
Oh my God.
No.
You're nuts. This is insane, dude.
This is normal. No. This is very normal.
Not normal.
I'm very calm this right is, now. Okay, this is very normal.
Okay, here's an example. Okay. If you order a hot fudge sundae.
Different food stuff altogether.
Different food thing. But if you order a hot fudge sundae.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you say, I don't want the sauce.
Yeah.
Then that is no longer a hot fudge sundae, correct?
Well, okay. That's different though.
No, it's not. How is that? Because if I order a pizza.
Yeah.
The sauce comes on it. It's the same thing as ordering a hot fudge sundae.
You can order a pizza with no sauce.
You can't, though.
You just
have to ask for it.
Exactly.
But you can order
toppings, too.
Yeah, but you can order a hot fudge sundae with no hot fudge, but that's asking for it. That doesn't make it a hot fudge sundae.
But you asked for a hot fudge sundae.
No, that doesn't make it a hot fudge sundae.
I want a hot fudge sundae minus the fudge and the ice cream. It's still a hot fudge sundae because
it's ice cream.
Oh, my
God. It's still a hot fudge sundae.
And a pizza without sauce is breadstick.
Correct. Thank you.
No, if you have other toppings, things on there, it's still pizza.
You're wrong.
Nope. Someone's gonna hunt me down and kill me for this.
Yeah, exactly. Stefan lives at one. No.
Look, I know. So I mean, I knew after, because we had it was a big week. We got a lot of new listeners. Yeah. We had the Chapo bump. We had the Spy bump.
Yep.
So I knew I had to kind of bring my A game.
Oh, and that's your A game.
That's my A game.
Sauce is a topping. That's what you thought.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, we got a bunch of new listeners. Here's how we're gonna keep them all. We're gonna tell them that sauce isn't a topping, and I want to.
Oh, so now you're on my side.
And I want to get fake swatted.
Well, you believe me now.
No, so I don't believe.
Oh, that was you doing an impression of me.
Yes.
Okay. I think. Okay. So and just to reiterate, cheese number one, sauce number two. I'm gonna switch up. Sausage number three, then mushroom. Then sun-dried tomato.
That's absurd. It's also absurd because you wouldn't make a pizza with all that shit on it.
Yeah,
you would get a sausage, mushroom, sun-dried tomato pizza.
Absolutely.
What kind of sauce? Dude, I want to
be just sick. Like the tomato sauce.
I want to be.
Do you
sick
not
right
know
now.
About other sauces?
It was like pesto. You know, you
can. Yeah, there's white sauce.
White sauce. Yeah.
There's.
You could do barbecue sauce. Yeah. But that's that goes with chicken, I think.
Yeah, that's a chicken only.
Yeah, that's a chicken only. I would say. Okay, this is. I think we all agree. So this is good. We all agree here.
I'm giving in a little.
Yeah.
Because I was like, there are different sauces. Okay.
Yeah, but those are still part of the pizza, though. That's like, that would be, to me, that even furthers the argument. It's like, even if you get a pizza without tomato sauce, it still has sauce on it.
Yeah, that's a topping.
So sauce is
a different type of topping.
Sauce is an intrinsic part of a pizza. It's understood that when you get a pizza, there's some type of sauce on it.
You have the red sauce and you have pesto. You have green pepper and you have red pepper. You know, those are different. That's
They're still both peppers. You dumb shit.
And those
shit.
Are still both sauces.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're still both toppings.
No, but they're part of the pizza ordering experience.
So are toppings.
Oh my God.
So are the traditional toppings.
I can't talk about this anymore. I can't.
Why not? So I win.
I don't know. Does that mean you win?
I think it does.
Okay. So I had a question about this because I was listening to this one back again today. Now how it came up was it wasn't like some of your other bad takes where it feels like you've thought about it beforehand and it's something that you're like, you know, it's something you've nested in your brain and it just comes out on the show. Whereas this one was interesting because you didn't really do that. We were making a list of the best pizza toppings and you said, well, obviously the number one best pizza topping is cheese. And so it kind of came up naturally. And also it came sort of adjacent to your terrible sun-dried tomatoes are a top five pizza topping take.
Which they are.
Well, okay. We don't have to relitigate that bullshit. But when, like, so did this come naturally? Or was it actually
it was a bolt of inspiration. it was just sort of thinking about it and being like, wait a second. If cheese counts as a topping, I have to say cheese here. And it was more, I think it was more me like covering my ass and being like, if cheese counts as a topping and I don't say cheese, I'm going to look like an idiot. So I better say cheese here.
So you
just
actually
in case.
Thought that people were going to, you were starting to see people like adding you on Twitter being like, what the fuck? You didn't include cheese in your top five, you dumbass.
I could see people like jokingly doing that. And I sort of wanted to like head them off at the pass. And then when I got the reaction that I got, I was like, well, I have to like completely embrace this.
Which you really did. And see, it's funny because I will say listening to this does have a feel. It does have the feel that you realized in the moment that if cheese is a top five topping, then sauce must also be a top five
That's
topping.
That's exactly correct. Yeah. 100%. This was not premeditated. This was me realizing it on the fly. And so you're really, you're listening to history being made, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
It, yeah. I mean, it truly is. And
I mean, it's my worst take, I think, in the entire history of the show. So,
and that's a long history. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. No, that's pretty, I mean, that's like saying like, what was Edison's best invention? You know, like that's a long list. It's tough.
That's the light bulb.
Maybe. I mean, we don't know.
I think, I'm pretty sure, what are you going to say? The phonograph or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. It's the phonograph, man.
Get out of here. It's the light bulb for sure.
It's alternating current. That's the, or no, he was direct current.
He was direct current.
And yeah, Tesla was alternating. Wait.
No, which, no, because don't we use alternating? Which one do we use now? Oh, man, this is the thing where it's two stupid guys talking about a smart thing and sounding even stupider.
Okay, I'm looking it up. I feel like alternating current is Tesla, I think.
Well, what's the one we use now?
Well, I don't know the answer to that.
Direct current sounds better to me because it's direct.
Well, no, right? I'm pretty sure alternating current is better because it makes it so you don't short out as much. Yeah, alternating current is what we use now.
But is that
because it's AC power, so that makes sense.
Right, but is that Edison's thing?
Well, that's what I'm trying to look. The Wikipedia is going into all this fucking math that I can't read. Okay, here we go. History, pioneers, blah blah blah. I mean, it seems like a lot of European dudes, so this could be
It's so funny that like I remembered
Tesla
like
was
direct
alternating
quotes.
Current. Tesla remember, was alternating
okay.
current.
Okay. I remember direct quotes from Peep This Out videos that I watched 2 years ago.
And you're like, who did alternating current?
What was
the
electricity guy? What was his name?
Yeah,
again?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Bedison?
Bedison, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
The next clip, another classic in history. I think a lot of people think this is the best top three we've ever had. I mean, we've had a lot of great top threes on the show. This one came from episode 45, Kate Raft, which was a famously pretty gross episode that she really put the icing on the cake, so to speak, with the top bodily fluids that you expel, or she's not even fluids. She said top three things that come out of your body.
Yeah, she set us up really well on this one.
Yes, she did. So we'll take a listen to that right now. Kate, we always like to finish off the episode with a top three from our guest. What top three would you like us to do?
Top three things that come out of your body.
Yes. Okay, so you can go first with number three.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Number three's gotta be shit.
Okay. That's number three. For me that okay.
Get ready for number one.
Number three for me is gonna be pee pee, I'd say. Because pee is not that gross and it's not that funny, but if you've had to pee for a while and then you pee it out, it feels so good to get the pee out.
Yeah.
And it's also like the thing about pee that I like is you can have very like yellow pee that's like stinky. Mm-hmm. You can have just like water as well, you know?
Is that what you like about pee?
Yeah. Pee is like, pee has the range.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. John, number three.
Boy, this is, I mean, because I would say everything else we've done on this show, like, because sometimes I think about if anyone was ever to listen to this show that is related to my teaching career, could I be fired? And I would say most of the things I have a defense for. Yeah. Like I could be like, oh, this is funny.
Well, so just
this
say like sweat or something.
Yeah, you can play this one safe. You can be fake.
No, but number one is cum, obviously.
Well,
so,
okay, save it.
Yeah. Jesus.
Okay, so you said liquids, right?
I just said anything. I said anything.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, well, I'll stick with the theme of the episode, and I will say number three is a fart.
Okay, that's nice. Okay. Yeah.
I love a good fart.
One rip, yeah.
Especially like, you know, if you have a job like me where you can't fart all the time,
yeah.
Then.
You don't fart at school?
Well, I do because kids will never think it's you. Is that so? It's really.
Oh my God.
Yeah, never. They would never.
I fucking knew it.
Yeah.
I knew that teachers farted and blamed
absolutely.
It on the kids.
Of course.
So you,
I could.
Up.
I could walk around the room and fart directly on a kid's head and they'd be like, oh yeah, it was probably Rob. He smells like shit all the time. It was him. Yeah, oh yeah. But you just can't do it like all, like it can't be
loud.
And it can't be like as many as you want to.
Because then kids will pick up like, that smells like Rob's fart, but Rob's not here, but Mr. Cullen is here.
Exactly.
Again.
Do kids fart more or less than adults? Or the same?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like adults fart more because like our bodies start to like break down.
Yeah, like
down.
We're unhealthy. Like we're dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
True.
Kids are like full of life and like they like have no calories.
Their farts get converted to energy, I think.
Yeah, their
right?
farts like empower them.
Yeah. Their farts have a lot of kilojoules.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, number three is farts for me.
Okay.
Kate, you're number two?
Number two is going to be pus.
And yeah, so we didn't listen to the whole thing. So we should say, Kate, the way Kate set us up was that her number one was a baby.
Yeah, and like, how do we... Like,
we can't compete.
We can't
Both
do better
of us
than
were
that.
Like, ooh, cum.
I think my number one was pee, I'm pretty sure. But
mine was cum, I think.
Was it cum? Yeah. So... I don't know.
I talk about it in the clip. I talk about how it's very obvious that cum will be number one. And then Kate was like, it's not that obvious.
What did I, because we didn't listen to this clip just now in case I did say pee in my top.
I don't like, fucking know. Do you want me to pull it up?
No, it's fine. I'm curious. I feel
you
like
heard
I would have gone
the clip.
I feel like I would have gone pee.
No, I think
one,
you said pee third. You did say pee third because I listened to it today because you said that pee was third because it feels like an orgasm. I'm pretty sure you went poo first.
That
went,
makes sense.
I think
actually,
you went pee, cum, poo.
Yeah,
I think
that
was
that does make sense. Yeah, that's reasonable.
Who invented direct current? I'm not sure, but 50 episodes ago, I went pee, cum, poo on the, on the top three things that come out of your
God.
Body. Oh my God! Speaking of you know, wild things going in and out of bodies, this is you know, pretty famous episode. It's actually shocking. I didn't realize that it took us 6 episodes of Word Up to get to these two. As they're described by one of the guests on the show, these two space aliens.
No, I think, isn't it supernatural beings?
Sorry, yes, supernatural beings.
Yeah.
This is the first, much like the first time Peep This Out shows up on this show is a monumental event. This is the first appearance of the Cock Destroyers with Drill and Derek.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what we're fucking cock destroyers.
Oh,
12 gays. And you're in Atlanta for Brian's fucking birthday.
Fuck yeah.
Fuckers.
And the wedding's in Provincetown.
Wow. Fucking, that's going to be a fucking orgy, isn't it?
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
That's ridiculous. Taking all that fucking
spunk. And I swear fucking Brian is a fucking troll tree.
Fucking
what?
Brian. Anyway, you dirty fuckers, it's Sunday.
This is truly
a
awful.
A day of rest, but not for me.
Lots pretty good.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my God.
that's awful.
You know that scene in Mulholland Drive where she has the nightmare about the old people? Like, for me, it would be them crawling under my door and I'd have to shoot myself.
Yeah, I can destroy my own cop. I don't need these two people helping me.
Yeah, like, I don't know how that... Is that supposed to turn you on? Oh, blimey! You know what we should... Like, I know it's $500, but I really feel like we need to get one for them. Like, I want to get one, and it's like, hey, what are your thoughts on Brexit? And just get them to talk about their thoughts on Brexit.
Oh, yeah. We've been
That's
draining
$500?
Brexit. That's $500.
Well, you know, $250 a person. So
yeah,
you look at it that way.
Very reasonable.
Right. Brexit could be the issue that like drives them apart. You better like be careful though.
We drained Brexit's bowls of all of its spunk. That was a big thing in their
yeah,
original Cock Destroyers
about,
video,
yeah.
Where it was like they say de-spunk. We want to de-spunk you a big thing they say a lot.
Maybe that'll be the next one of our other Patreon tiers after the Big Mac.
Right,
we'll do a Cock Destroyer.
Oi, Boris, we're going to de-spunk you.
Oh, man. That was horrible.
I know.
That was just really
and they've
hard
done
to
a
watch.
Lot considering they're
no,
$500.
I looked, scrolling down.
They've done
like
7 or 8 of them already.
Oh my
so.
God.
And I think Ireland was like divided by pro and anti spunk for quite a while.
Oh my God.
And yeah, we still haven't got the Cock Destroyers cameo. We're waiting for the price to come down.
Yeah, because they're still up at 500, I think, right?
Yeah, I do think since the last time we spoke on the Cock Destroyers, pardon me, I believe Sophie has made her breasts larger, I think. I believe she's gone up in implant size,
cool.
Yeah. That's kind of the big Cock Destroyers news right now. And they're doing a lot to try and get Americans to vote.
Yeah, they're doing a lot. I've seen that. They're doing a lot of get out the vote stuff, you know? Yeah. So they're good
people. Fans. We're fans of the Cock Destroyers here. There's no question about it.
Terrifying. I still think, absolutely terrifying. Oh,
super terrifying. And I still definitely want Dan to have sex with them.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Duh.
Dan just shrugged his shoulders and looked like, I mean, I would. So that's a good sign. I mean, of course you would. The next clip, this is also a bonus episode clip. This one, I mean, so this goes back to listener Jordan, who donated $100 to the show. And obviously, you know, if you donate $100 to the show, you can tell us what to do for a bonus episode. And Stefan, you and I actually have a $100 episode to clear up. I believe in November we'll probably do it.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I told you about this, but you obviously forgot.
Yeah, I forgot.
And I have to do Chopped against each other.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
So that was from listener Michael, also known as Cool Friendly Guy in the Discord, has ponied up. And you and I are both shitty at cooking, so we're going to
I'm good at cooking like three things, but...
Yeah, me too. So,
bad at everything else, yeah.
Yeah, so we're fucked. This is going to be really tough. But anyway, it's going to be hard to find judges. That's going to be the main thing.
I mean, it'll be like Becca and Dan, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we, you know, so Jordan had donated $100 to the show and asked us to play trivia. And we were like, well, who could we bring on the show to play trivia with us? We thought there would be no one better than DB himself, Michael Hale. So we've actually got two clips from this episode. So the first one is, I think Mike sort of realized pretty early on that he wasn't going to win. And so he just really went for like the best possible answers he could come up with. And this is a clip of Mike. And I believe the question was it was something about a person who's been inducted into both the figure skating and the ice hockey Hall of Fame, I believe.
Yes.
So we'll take a listen to that clip right now.
Who has been inducted into the U.S. Hockey, World Figure Skating, and National Inventors Halls of Fame?
Now, do we have to have their name, I guess.
Ooh. Yep.
But if you know what it is, then the name is easy.
Do we have to have the full name?
Just the last name. That's the important bit.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Do I get bonus points because I do know his first name?
Do you actually?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who it could be. Is it someone really obvious?
Yeah. Oh, I think obvious. Yeah.
I'm going to be mad that I didn't get this probably. Do I know the person's name?
Yeah.
Fuck.
God, you definitely know it.
I'm okay.
Well, Mike, maybe not, but you definitely should.
Well, don't be so sure, John.
Yeah, you're right. Well, it's only because you guys aren't a big hockey country. So that's the only
hockey,
reason.
So the Hockey Hall of Fame, the Figure Skating Hall of Fame, and the U.S. inventors?
Or just, I think so, yeah. Okay. U.S. national.
Okay. Who is the guy who is kind of like balding and he was like very thin and he was skating around? Who is that guy?
Professor X.
Well, that was before his accident. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know how he ended up in the chair. Tragic.
Oh, he was checked from behind in an NHL game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Eddie, he was driven into the boards by Claude Lemieux.
Eddie Shore took liberties.
Okay. Well, it's only 2 points. I guessed it's not a name, but
okay.
I guess the inventor of the ice skate.
No, it's Zamboni, I believe.
Oh,
Frank Zamboni.
That was my second guess. I was like, could it be the Zamboni as well? But I didn't think Zamboni was...
Mike, what was your guess?
Yeah. So I said what you guys said, I think, but my pen ran out of ink, so I didn't get, but what I wrote down was Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky.
For 8 points.
Yeah. Okay. And he is a great guy.
That might be half a point.
And in the same episode, as those of you who are longtime fans of the show know, we brought my friend Meg Walls on to be the trivia master. She's a lovely woman, runs a great trivia game. She's been a blast to have on the show. And, you know, she noticed, because we had introduced DB as Michael Hale. So she had been calling him Mike, but she noticed that we never called him Mike, that we only ever called him DB. And, you know, sweet, sweet Meg asked if she should also call him DB. And this was the result.
41 for John, 29 for Stefan, 11 for Michael. Who should I be calling DB at this point?
You can call him DB. Yeah. Right. It stands for dog boner. So it's just how comfortable
don't
you
say
feel
it.
With
it. Don't say it.
This feels how comfortable
for.
You are. With
I'll stick with the acronym. But
yeah. I'm sorry about that.
That's his Twitter name. That's his Twitter name. So. I love that clip, honestly. That might be one of my favorite show
it's
moments
so
of
funny.
All time, because the thing, I mean, I, you know, people who watch Go Off Kings and listen to YKS know, like, Mike is like a genuinely like very kind of like quiet and sensitive guy. Like, he's very yeah. funny, but like I could tell in that moment he was genuinely like, every decision
mortified.
I've made in my life yeah. is the worst thing I've ever done. So yeah, that was great. I mean, and speaking of regretting decisions, this clip, I mean, I still regret it because I'm fucking looking at 40 of them still sitting beside me in my home, in the place I live. But this is, you know, another very famous introduction. This is episode 59 with Ellen Cushing. And
this is something we followed through on, by the way.
Yeah. Again, I'm noticing the things we follow through on are just the things that fucking piss me off.
Yeah, it's awesome.
No, it sucks shit.
No, it's awesome.
Why does that always fucking happen? Why don't we ever follow through on, like, you know, something shitty happening to you?
Well, we recorded a POD cast yesterday, and we did discuss going to Hedonism 2. Actually, that would be bad.
That's true. You're right. I do. I mean, I would die to see Brian at Hedonism 2.
Oh my God. He would die too.
Because
like
Brian is not a sexual guy, really. Like he,
but I think
he,
that would bring out his sexual side.
I would love it. I would fucking love to see Brian in Hedonism 2.
We got to get into Hedonism 2 more on the show.
We should.
I don't want to like bite his like style, but like it's the fucking funniest thing in the world.
That's a very, it's like, it's very rich territory. It's very rich ground to discuss.
Yes.
So I don't think it's a huge deal to talk about. But in any case, this is the debut from episode 59 with Ellen Cushing of the Funko Pop Challenge. Stefan, what's going on your social media?
Well, so you sent us this message recently, John, in the Slack, which is social media to mm-hmm. me. Slack is social
sure.
media.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick up the thing that you sent us a picture of. And it is an Austin Matthews, Toronto Maple Leafs, Austin Matthews, very good player,
my
John's favorite
player.
Yeah. And what is it, John? What am I holding right now that you own? That is yours now. You own one of these.
I would
now.
Like to clarify.
No. What is this?
I would like to clarify first.
No, say
let
what
me
it
have
is
a,
first.
Let me have a clarification first.
I'll say what it is.
Stefan, let me have a clarification.
Okay.
It was a Christmas gift. I did not buy it.
But you're displaying
you
it proudly
it.
In your apartment.
You didn't immediately throw it away.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to throw it away. My brother-in-law gave it to me.
Okay, but you are displaying it.
Well, yeah, it's the studio. We have all of our stuff here.
Okay, and what is it?
It's
what, John?
Say it.
It's an Austin Matthews
jersey. It's really
no.
nice that he bought it for me.
No,
it's a signed Austin Matthews.
I would say
no.
it, but I don't actually know what they're called.
I mean, I'll say it, John, but I want to give you the chance here.
I don't. Okay, fine. It's a sign stick.
No.
It's a sign stick.
Okay,
thank you,
he's
Cole,
not
going to
do
so
it.
Much for getting
it's
it
an
for...
Austin Matthews Funko Pop.
Oh, boy.
John is now officially a Funko Pop guy.
No, I'm not.
Well,
that does not make me a Funko
are you
Pop
a guy?
Guy.
Are you a guy? Do you own a yeah. Funko Pop?
Yes, but that doesn't make me a Funko Pop.
It makes you a Funko Pop guy.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. That does not. Owning one Funko Pop does not make me a Funko Pop
guy. I mean, again,
we'll
poll the listeners. Ellen, and what do you think? Does that make him a Funko Pop guy?
Oh, absolutely.
Guy? Yeah.
It's in like prime placement.
Yeah, it's the first thing you see when you
yes,
come in here.
It's the only thing I noticed.
Yeah.
I put it there because we were joking about it in the Slack, and I thought you might want to see it.
I mean, you knew that I was going to bring it up on the show.
Well,
right?
I didn't know that. How could I know that? It's fine. I'll put it in a place that's more hidden next time, so that when we have guests like Ellen over, they don't. That's not the first thing they see.
Okay, but you are. So, what Funko Pop are you going to get next?
How many are you going to get?
Zero.
How are you going to display them? Are you closing the door so Becca won't hear you?
Yeah, she doesn't.
You're embarrassed.
She doesn't know about the Funko Pop.
No,
Becca, John has a Funko Pop.
Oh my God, she knows. No, it's because, you know, she likes to. She might be doing stuff around the house.
You know,
she doesn't want to interrupt the episode.
I should get you is a custom Funko Pop of you.
No, you shouldn't.
You should make the listeners buy him Funko Pop.
Do yes. Not. Oh, no. Please send John.
No.
So we have the P.O. box. No. What's the address?
Nope.
Well, it's in the Discord. Nope. And Dan can look it up and,
nope.
And he'll say it.
No, you won't.
But send John.
Do not do that. Send me money. Don't spend $20 on a Funko Pop.
Funko
send
Pop
it to me.
Is worth its weight in gold.
No, it's not. Yeah, They're worth zero monies.
Here's the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 56059, no. First Avenue, Vancouver, B.C., postal code V5L5E2, and address it to John Cullen.
No.
Do not
send me a
somewhere
Funko
on
Pop.
The box, write the hashtag Funko Pop Challenge. It's the block party Funko Pop
Do
Challenge, January 2020.
Don't send me Funko Pops.
Send John
not
a Funko
I
Pop.
Really think
no,
you should.
Don't. I am not. I'm throwing them in the garbage. I am gonna.
Your fans are giving you a gift.
I know.
And
yeah.
You're gonna
Give
throw
me
them
a better
in the garbage?
Gift, fans.
They're giving Stefan a gift, really.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the gift is John getting the Funko Pops.
Do not
the gift
send
is to me
the Funko Pops. Don't do it. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. Send
what
better,
is the over under on Funko Pops? You're gonna. I'm
zero.
Gonna say.
No one's
I'm gonna
do
say
it.
15.
No. 15. Yeah. Yes. No one's gonna send
because
me
how much
that
do they
many.
Cost? Like $20.
Yes.
Well, not
$20.
One person. I think you're gonna get a total. Like not one person sending you. 15,
no, I know what you mean, and I don't think that's
like,
guaranteed.
How many Patreon subscribers do you have?
I don't want to talk about it.
We've
if
like,
if a mere fraction of them buys you a Funko Pop, you'll be able to be one of those guys who has a big ass display.
Well, it's not even
you can
no,
sell
it's
a
listeners
shelf.
Too. It's not even Patreon subscribers. Yeah. It's the listeners too. So that's even.
It would be amazing if people who are like, I will not be a Patreon subscriber, but I will spend my money. Yeah.
No,
on John
that's bad, Ellen.
I think it's
great. Really good.
I think it's bad. This is a bad idea.
So we'll get a shelf. I'll buy
a
shelf.
Yeah, you should. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That's generous.
Yeah. I'll buy the shelf and we'll build a Funko Pop wall.
So, Stefan, obviously, I mean, so you knew I got a Funko Pop.
Mm-hmm.
I sent it to you guys in the Discord just being like, hey, haha, my normie brother-in-law didn't really know about Funko Pops and he just bought me one for Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know. You want to talk us through this?
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, well, it's funny that John has one, but it would be way funnier if he had like 50. And I knew our listeners, I knew we had a P.O. box. I knew our listeners sent us stuff from time to time. And I knew if I asked that, my estimate was, I think we would get like 20 of them. That was my guess.
Yeah.
And how many did we end up getting? And we're still getting
by the time it was done, 38.
Yeah.
And two board games.
The board games too. Yeah. And, you have one stock as well.
True, we do have a stock. Yeah,
you have a single stock in the Funko
Zalen.
Company.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks shit. They're still sitting in my house.
We raised a lot of money for charity, though. You know, so
that's true.
There's a good
true.
Side to it, and the other good side is that you have all the Funko Pops in your apartment, so it's all good, really, for me.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah.
It's always been all good for you. Yeah, that is true. I really, you know, it's hard because I knew it was going to be punishing myself, mm-hmm. but I also, you know, being kind of the guy that I am, I was like, but this could also be sort of fun for the show to do. And then when we came up with the charity angle, which I don't even think, I actually think that was Josh Burgle, our DM, was the first guy to say, hey, I'm sending you a Funko Pop, but I feel bad that I'm just giving, like, that I'm just spending money on that, so I'm also going to donate to charity.
I think you're right.
I think
it
he was the first one.
I think
one.
It was Josh, yeah. It was
if
Josh
it was,
or it was a listener, but it was someone.
If it was you and it wasn't Josh, you can reach out, but I believe he was the first one to do it. And then
so
he didn't even
send
me a Funko Pop. He sent me a fucking dildo that is also still in my house.
Where is it right now? Can you see it right now?
Yeah, I can't see it. It's in the dresser drawer. You know, I've got the little dresser there.
Yeah, I mean, I can when I moved to my new place, maybe I can take the dildo.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I will say, yeah, you'll have room for it now. You didn't before, but
there's no room now. Yeah.
Speaking of, I will say though, one good thing came out of the Funko Pop challenge, which was this moment that we had on episode 62 with Derek Estevez Olsen. And really, we kind of have to let the moment speak for itself.
Do you want
to? Is the Funko jacking off?
No.
Okay.
Is that an inside joke for you?
Well, we just talked about jacking off.
Turn it around so you can see it when you.
Okay.
Why don't you take a look?
No!
Do you want to tell the listeners what it is?
It's the exact same Funko Pop as Diana. That is so funny.
We have 13.
I have 13 boxes here. I could have picked any other one, and I actually picked the Princess Diana one. Holy shit. That's so funny. Oh my God. I mean, that was, again, we talked about it when we did the show, because this was before we opened all the Funko Pops. And once we did the video episode with Kevin Banner, where we opened all the Funko Pops, it became really apparent that like the chances of that happening were 1 in 35. Like
there's so many insane Funko Pops to choose from. I think that the Princess Di one is like, I think the thing with that one is that there's a lot of them. And so it's an easy, insane one to get, I think. You know what I mean?
No, but I mean the fact that I opened the Princess Di one on the same day that you gave it to me.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts. That's crazy. Yeah. So that like that adds to the odds there. But that's one of my favorite moments of all time. That was so fun. Like when I realized what the one you opened was. It was just
because I opened that one first, right? Before you gave me the one you had.
Yeah, and I'm glad we did it that way. Because I feel like if we'd done it the other way, maybe it would seem like faker. It would have seemed staged, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, it was real.
It was authentic. It was 100% real.
I also liked when we took a picture of me holding both of them and then Drastic Actions photoshopped Princess Di's Funko head on my body and my head on the two Princess Di bodies. That's still on the Blocked Party Instagram if you want to check it out. Okay, we've got a couple more here. This one, I was glad. This one was Walker in the Discord was really pumping up this episode. And I agree that this is one of our better episodes that people, I think, don't talk about as much for whatever reason. But, you know, Charlie Demers, one of my favorite guys on earth. He's so funny. It was so nice to finally have him on the show. And it's also no surprise I like it because he's defending me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had said that prosciutto and melon was a delicious combination, and you thought that I like made it up.
I will say that I was in the wrong on this one, but let's just listen to it.
There's some like very macho Italian right now listening to this, like yelling at his mom, who's like, "They're calling prosciutto a feminine. I'm gonna bust the fucking vein over here."
Oh, I remember. I just remember in high school, you know, back before the days when I was woke, and just being really upset when I saw men eating prosciutto. Being like, "Hey, come on.
That's a ladies' meat."
Yeah. "Oh, were you going to ballet after you eat that prosciutto?"
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it would not end with an O if it were a truly a feminine meat.
That's true.
Like in the Latin kind of, the fact that it ends with an O does, I think, slot it grammatically as a masculine meat.
I think what makes it maybe a bit like fancier is how thin it's cut. It's a very thin cut meat. You know what I mean? Whereas like salami or something,
that's,
you know,
true.
You get a big thick cut of salami.
But what about prosciutto crudo, where it's cut a little bit thicker?
Well, what the fuck is that? You're making shit up now. What is that?
I am not making it up. You
prosciutto
look it up?
Crudo?
Correct.
Yeah. It rhymes?
It doesn't really rhyme.
It does. What is that? What is that?
It's when the crew is eating prosciutto.
What is prosciutto crudo?
That's what we call it. That's what the Italians call it. Hey, let's get the crudo together and eat some prosciutto.
I like prosciutto. Have you had prosciutto salami? Where it's like salami with like prosciutto in there?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Is this like Italian turducken?
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's really good.
Proshami.
Yeah. You know what's really good if we're talking salami is bison salami.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on board for more or less anything you want to salamize. any meat that you want to.
That's Charlie's favorite parable, Solomon and Gomorrah.
Yeah, salamize Gomorrah. Lot's wife turns into a pillar of salt, and then that salt is used to cure every animal on Noah's Ark. It's just my kind of Old Testament supercut.
Solemnizing was a crime in the 1960s. Just
yeah,
I like the fable where God is gonna make Abraham make his son eat prosciutto and melon.
But then goes, I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah. I was about ham to make pineapple instead. We're not a fancy family.
I love that God is Italian. We're doing all Italian hand gestures.
Yeah,
I feel like it would be. So I'm having a hard time switching out of the Italian into more of a Yiddish. I don't really think you're going to make your kid eat the prosciutto. If I'm really going to eat the prosciutto and melon, that's disgusting.
I like
Not only are you going to eat treif, you're going to wrap it in fruit.
That's Old Testament God, and then New Testament God is Italian.
Yeah. Like, hey, it's all about the fucking forgiveness.
I like that when you were doing the Yiddish impression, you're looking at me like, I'm close, right? John, like, come on, John. This is a pretty close impression. Cullen,
yeah. Yeah. Well, because I know that Cullen's just your stage name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
John Cullen Steinberg is how you grew up.
John Cullen Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes. But I'm glad that I came. It's been great.
You've gotten over it, even though Stefan doesn't know what prosciutto crudo is.
No one knows that shit.
That is real.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was great.
I had this like a month or two later, and it's like a normal thing to have apparently, and it's very good. So I'm sorry. Apologies to Charlie, to you, to our listeners.
Thank you.
Prosciutto
Thank you.
Melon.
I appreciate that.
It's good. And it's fucking really good.
I mean, in some ways, without you doing that, we wouldn't have gotten Charlie doing Italian Jesus.
That's true.
So, you know, it's like you gotta kind of take the good with the bad, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then it's funny how some of these clips, they just go in runs. You know, we had like episode 40, 42, 45, and this we've got episode 62, 65. And then this is episode 67, where we had Beth Stelling on the show. One of my favorite guests that we've had on the program. And I think she had one of the best, guest block tales ever, I think.
Yes.
So for those of you who maybe don't remember, she had blocked her ex-stepdad, which is already just like the funniest phrase, my ex-stepdad. And she blocked him live on the show, which kicked ass. And she told us all about that. And we're going to hear that right now.
I have a story about my mom's second husband, my ex-stepdad, who she married on my 9th birthday. Not a gift. So there's a whole, I have a whole story about it. And like, it's funny. And to me, the humor.
Like in your act, you're saying.
In my act, story, on the album. And to me, the humor is in that it's juvenile. It's basically like it was me and my mom and my sisters. And then he came in and ruined our life, you know, and this guy moved in and we got to get him out. It's like that type of thing.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not like this alcoholic piece of shit. You know, like I'm not like saying like deep, dark things that are like, am I actually defaming him? I'm saying there's some low blows where I say he's ugly. Like I'm like, my mom's gorgeous. Look at me. And then I say he's ugly. And I'm not saying looks are everything, but they are.
And, love is blind, Beth. Right. I don't know if you know this.
But. Yes. And I'm saying, and I was like, he had a beard, you know, to cover up his ugly face. I'm not saying if you have a beard you're ugly. I'm saying I
like that you looked directly.
No,
I'm not saying if you have a beard you're ugly and you look directly at me.
I'm saying I don't know what you have to do to earn your chin in the womb, but he didn't do it. Okay. So these are all things that I say in the story, and I talk about how slow he is. He's, and I don't mean intellectually, I mean like physically, just very slow moving. Yeah. Frustratingly slow. And I say like he was the youth choir and the church organist at our local church or whatever. And I liked him a lot at first. And then the story is basically like, then my sisters were like, we hate him. And I was like, I'm doing whatever you guys are doing.
Yeah.
You know? And so the story is like, he's made some stew and my sisters put some spicy peppers in it to ruin it. And then I'm home alone with him. And he's like, did you do this? And I'm like, you're not my dad. You know? So that's like the story-ish. Right. And so his kids who I was friends with when they had to like live with us occasionally, like on visitation. We were always friendly. His daughter, I still talked to recently last week when I was in San Fran. Like, she's come and seen me. She knows the story, laughs, whatever. His ex-wife, who is a nightmare, would like treat my mom so poorly. Like, this is all getting very kind of convoluted and confusing, yeah. But his first wife was cruel to my mom, his second wife, like wildly cruel. Psychotic, would volunteer at my mom's school and spread rumors about my mom.
Oh my god.
She one time like tried to break into her house when she was picking up the kids and yelled at my mom and called her a bitch. Like, and for a kid, like, you remember that, like someone violently reaching for the door and yelling that your mom's a bitch. It was just like crazy cruel behavior.
Yeah.
When my mom's father died, my mom had written something in the obituaries, like, or a memorial thing near Father's Day. She cut it out, circled a grammatical error, and like, I don't think she said like you're an idiot, but it said something like, like, that's psychotic.
Yeah. Yes, totally.
Just
what,
a lot
what was
of
the error.
I can't remember exactly. She circled it, and I don't think it was as bad as like there or there. Yeah. I think it was a possessive,
okay,
or something. So, yeah. You know, I forget.
That's, yeah. So even more psycho.
And I think my mom was probably like, oh, I know that, but I don't know. She was just sad and trying to write something nice about her dad.
Of course.
Anyway, weird behaviors. My mom wanted to play the harp because she's a pianist, and there's only one you can rent in Kettering City Schools, and she rented it so my mom couldn't.
What?
Like, just crazy shit. Oh, okay, anyway. So, but she loves that story. She's shown up to my stand-up shows. And it was during a time in my life, this was maybe whenever it was, 8 years ago or sooner, because the album came out 8. So I might have been telling it for 6 or 7. That woman, his first wife, would come to shows and like, wait, if I did a show near home. And I, like, at the time, I wasn't as good at like standing up for myself, or, you know, you age and you just get better and learn. Cause I would have liked to say like, hi, you were really cruel to my mom and you're not welcome at my shows. But instead I'm like, hey,
thanks for coming.
Yeah. Because she's known me since I was a kid. And I don't know if she knows what my mom's told. It was just hard. Anyway, sorry. That was a long thing.
No, totally fine.
His That's son great. Recently posted that story around last Christmas. I think his family is finally fed up with him. He's gone on to marry 3 more women, also with 3 young girls, like musicians or music teachers, like my mother. And I think they're just sort of done with it. They're sort of like, great, another family. Cool.
Yeah.
And so his son posted that story on Spotify. And I was kind of like, fuck, dude. You know, like a little bit like, not cool. Don't tag me. Like, he was tagged him and me and was like, great story. Oh. And that's like, it's 2019 and that was 2012. It's been a while. It's an old story, whatever.
And you don't probably even think of it, right? Like, you're not, you know, I'm sure you're not telling it anymore.
And it's
you're
not just like anger. It was never like, fuck you, guy, you ruined it. It was just, it's funny, juvenile, dumb to me. Right. So I get a message on my fan page, January 14th of 2020. It's from him. He is ugly. And you have to.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's
and you should
not
see my mom. Yeah. Oh, this is my mom.
Oof, that is not
that's
good.
That's my mom. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looks are everything. Okay, so, no, I'm messing around. So then I get this message. Hello, Beth. So you decided to trash me.
So he had never heard the bit, you think, before this?
No, even when his son tagged him.
Yeah.
Like, so I think his family, like, there's more to this, by the way. I've also, on Instagram, before this, around Christmas time, received a message from one of his other ex-stepdaughters. She said, hey, I was watching. Her way in was a little like, because she said, I was watching your stand-up, and there was just so many similarities. And I was like, is this girl from Dayton? And she was. And then I think we might have the same stepdad. I'm like, you could have just said, hey, I found out your name, and I think we have the same stepdad. Watch my Netflix half hour. But but she was like, I was watching the stand-ups on Netflix, season 1, episode 5. I was like, thank you for the promo.
Yeah.
And just said, like, some stories that she experienced, like that he had tried to give her mom the same ring that my mom had and lingerie from my mom. Anyway, some other weird things, and said like her older brother always hated him. Anyway, sordid tale. So he says, hey, hello, Beth. So you decided to trash me. Not impressed. Tried to do better. So then I said, I rattled it off pretty quick. And Gavin was very supportive. I said, well, you got to admit I wasn't lying. You are slow as hell. That album came out 5 years ago. And by the way, wasn't it longer? 2012?
You said 2012.
Yeah, that's 8 years
ago. Maybe it was 15 or something. Okay. I forget. Okay. I said, that's so good. And then I didn't want to be threatening, but I wanted to be like, you're a chotch. So I wrote, lucky for you, I didn't put the part about the time I caught you looking at porn on the family computer room.
I mean, that was cool.
It's a great block too. We got to have Beth back on at some point.
We should. Yeah. I mean, I think her and Gavin broke up, but I think we can still have Beth on at this point.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Who cares? You know, then we can get, maybe we can get the dirt on Gavin, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Cause the last time when we recorded with her, Gavin just came over and he played video games in my living room while we recorded.
That's right. Yeah.
And he could hear everything we were saying. So it might be nice to have Beth back on and just be like, hey, so
Gavin on too, you know? Why not?
Let's bring him back at the same time.
Yeah, why not?
I'm sure they would love that, you know?
What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, I mean, well, we know what the worst that could happen when we try to have Gavin on the show.
Oh, man.
Maybe one day that'll be, maybe like if
that's
we ever
a lost
get,
episode.
If we ever get famous enough where they do a like behind the blocked party kind of thing, yeah. That'll be one of the great moments.
Yeah.
True.
God, that was funny.
And then this episode followed the Beth Stelling episode. This is from episode 68. And I think a guest that a lot of people mentioned as their favorite, someone we brought back for Blocked Party 100. And he was just on Go Off Kings with you guys the other night. How did that go, by the way? I don't think I even asked you about that.
It was wonderful. He's a very good gamer. He's very good at video games.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's quite good.
Yeah. I know that I tuned in for a little bit and he couldn't see his own TV and you guys had to try and tell him how to play.
Yeah. So I guess if you look at it that way, that part wasn't great, but when he could see his TV and what was going on, it was very good. But yeah, there was the point where his TV blacked out and we had to give him instructions on where to go in the game. So I think we did pretty well, though.
You guys did good. I mean, he surprisingly didn't die as many times as I thought he would when you were just telling him where to walk. So
yeah, it was impressive.
But yeah, we're of course speaking about Adam Christie.
Wait, can you go
and,
on?
A lot of people really liked. He, you know, I don't think we're telling tales out of school here, even though it's question marks.
I think I already
follow you. Yeah, we description. Yeah. Adam Christie. He blocked me. Live on the show.
No, I just wanted
a reference. When he did it, we ended up riffing into a Nickelback riff.
Everyone should follow Dan.
Really nice right now. Wow. Unbelievable.
Oh, did he just...
You're such a...
Oh, Sean Cullen.
Oh, my God.
You've been blocked, dude! I blocked the block party! Woo! I'm so high, I can hear heaven.
Heaven, no heaven, don't hear me. And they say that a hero can save us. I can sing it. But I stand your way. I hold on to the wings of the eagle. Watch as we all fly away. Do I know all the words to this? You better believe it.
Is this the Spider-Man 2 one?
Spider-Man 1. And this is
Spider-Man 2 with Dr. Octopus.
Nope. Spider-Man 1.
What was the Doctor?
Chad
Kruger
and Josie Scott. I also, did you change your Twitter header just to look more like a hero?
No, but
that's Adam's current Twitter header. Just saying that I'm blocked and then... And then just having that above it. Wow. I can't believe you blocked me. And you know, you're getting mad at me for being mean to you. And then you do the ultimate disrespect to me on the show. And honestly, Hero whips ass. It's a great song still. I'll listen to it any day. Does not bother me. Great song.
It's no Corn Unplugged, but
it's well, and that is true. I'm surprised you actually ended up liking it.
I know. I am too. What the fuck? Yeah. I mean, it wasn't horrible.
Yeah. It's not like you loved it, but you didn't hate it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
And Adam, of course, had a very famous moment. Well, I say famous, but like, you know what I mean, for this show, where he did an extended riff on The Bone Collector. And we're going to hear the conclusion of that riff right now.
Number one. Looks out for me during the day because she works late at night. She's out at night. So sometimes we don't sleep together. She's out. Good sewer. Sews her own cloaks.
And, cloaks.
Hoods on cloaks. And number three, she's always quiet when putting her jangly jewelry. Oh no. My girlfriend's the bone collector.
Oh my God. This explains so much. The life insurance on both of my parents. The jangly jewelry. Why she's always out.
Do you want to take a moment here?
No, I'm done, Steph. Yeah. Did you make the top three knowing that that was going to be your closing bit? No.
Okay.
Wow.
I respect that.
Very nice.
No, dude, I just fucking realized my girlfriend's the fucking bone collector, dude.
I mean, give him...
Sorry.
Give him some space here.
I shouldn't even be here. I should be calling Lincoln Rhyme right now.
I was going to say, are you Lincoln Rhyme?
No, man. I suck.
And that is like, you know, I think there aren't too many guests who come on the show with like planned riffs like that.
Yeah. And then let alone like doing it in, a, in the top three, you know?
So good.
Kiki's really going good. Fucking insane right now.
Hell yeah, Kiki. What
she,
up?
She hates podcasts.
That's fair. She should.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Me too, you know. Yeah. Yeah, and it was especially funny for me because I know Adam's girlfriend and she's just like very lovely and sweet. Yeah. And like, so that made it even funnier somehow, like picturing her as the bone collector. was truly great. And we'll cap this off with a recent moment that I think people will talk about this moment for as long as we do the show. This is another mm-hmm. moment from a top three, episode 92 with Raquel Belmonte again, who reappeared on BP 100. And it was a very uncharacteristically horny episode for us.
Yeah. Like we do like, weird, like we talk about weird sex stuff and fluids and stuff like that, but it never gets to the point where I'm like, yeah, not that I was like that on this episode, but you know what I mean?
I hope you don't get like that in life. I mean, that was pretty scary. Like I hope that really gave me some insight that I didn't need. But yeah, it was like, it was interesting because it was sort of, yeah, like you say, usually if we're talking about sex, it's like weird sex stuff, you know, it's not like, we're not getting outwardly horny. And I think especially too, when it's two guys doing a podcast like us, you never, especially with a woman on the show, you never really want to, you're always a little bit like, okay, we don't want to get horny. We don't want this to be, we don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable. I mean, it's the same thing when we have a man on too, but I think we
couldn't do an episode called like Girls We Fucked, you know, cause it would be like three episodes.
Yeah. It would be a mini series if you know what I mean. So it was kind of funny when Raquel, she had talked earlier about POV TikToks on the show, which are not really horny, but they share a name with a porn genre. So your mind does go a little bit in that dark direction. But I think even when she said like top three POVs, I don't think either one of us were necessarily thinking of getting like too sexual with it.
Yeah.
And then her number two was basically the horniest thing that's ever been said on the show. We'll hear it right now. Raquel, your number two.
My number two. I am signing papers to own a boat. While getting absolutely railed. My bladder hurts so much.
You can go pee.
No, I want to finish it. I hate myself so much.
Is the pen like going all over?
No, perfect penmanship.
Oh, okay, so that's the turn on. You're signing it perfectly while getting railed.
Yeah, and I'm like one of those like good pens. You know how like there's pens that are just like your favorite pen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
And you're like filling out, it's like a form, right? It's not just signing it. It's like, oh, I just moved to my new place. What's the postal code again? You have to like look it up on your phone.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a whole process.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're getting railed the whole time.
The entire time.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, every part of that is good. I really like when she's... Well, there's two really great parts to it. The first part is obviously just what she says is so funny and so unexpected. But then when she's like, I have to pee, like my bladder's so full and I really have to pee, like right in the middle of doing this and you and I are both losing our minds.
God.
Truly great.
truly great.
Wow.
We did it. We played clips. We relived these moments.
This is a Friday night episode too. We don't do that too often. So
no,
it was good. You know, good energy, I think.
We made it happen. We made an exception. We got it done on a Friday. Before we go, is there any general statement you'd like to make about the first 100 episodes of our very dumb show?
God damn it, my fucking cat. Kiki. That's not the statement. I don't know. It's been, you know what, John? I've enjoyed doing this podcast with you, and I'm looking forward to doing more episodes with you and producer Dan also. I'm serious here.
I know you know. I know you're being serious. It's just very funny because I know that you hate being sincere with every part of your body.
I know.
I'm excited. Like I will be excited for whenever you get married, because I'm just really looking forward to your vows. I have to be honest.
Those will be good. I think I'll nail my vows.
Yeah, because they'll be like one sentence long. Won't be hard for you to nail.
I mean, you know why we're here.
I mean, you know? Yeah, I love you.
I think everyone knows why we're here.
Yeah, I think everyone gets it. Everyone gets that I love you.
You've been to a wedding before.
Oh, I would love that. But yes, the feeling is mutual. It's truly wild. The guests we've been able to have on the show is really nuts. It's been crazy, all of you supporting us through these first 100 episodes, and thanks for sharing all of your favorite things from this from these 100 episodes in the Discord. It made this part of it really easy, and we're excited to keep on doing more of these, and I'm sure we're getting fairly close to the $10,000 tier when we will like legitimately have to do more of these, where we will be doing a bonus episode every week. So
yep,
it's coming soon. You know,
we're getting close. It's going to happen 2021.
2021. For sure. It will be up to 4 bonus episodes a month, and we'll see if you can handle it. Good luck.
What are we going to fucking do for them?
I don't know. We're fucked.
Jesus.
Thanks everybody for supporting the show. Thanks for listening. We love you all. We feel very lucky as well to have such a great Discord community. Mm-hmm. We've never even had to kick anyone out. The only person who sucked excused themselves. So
that's fine.
So it's worked out great for us. So keep on keeping on. We love you all. Thanks for listening to this. Hopefully these clips brought you as much joy as they did us reliving them. And we'll see you back here in November when 100 episodes is over and no one gives a shit again. Bye.
Bye.